we were working close to the bone on money, and at least from my perspective. Mm-hmm. And one of the activities was to make sure that all members, regardless of whether they came to a tech a yearly symposium, the International EMC Symposium, whether they came or not, they received a proceedings of that. Now, in 1970, there was a major issue in the fact that, again, I relate to the fact that there was virtually a recession going right. on. A lot of people didn't attend the Los Angeles ones, and I was the publication's chairman. Well, there was a lot of money spent to make sure that everyone got that publication.
Now, why was that?
Because a lot of people didn't come.
But I mean, to keep them involved? What was the reason of sending the publication?
To keep them involved.
Yes.
In other words, it was a statement of the board of directors at the time that said, okay, if you're going to be part of it being education, and this is our dedication, that we provide each and every member with an up-to-date set of literature from the symposium. And therefore, they deserve to get this, even though they might not have the wherewithal to get to an actual symposium, mm-hmm. pay the entry fee and all that.
I see.
And, if, of course, anyone that was not a member certainly had to pay regardless. Mm-hmm. Well, it took a lot of money, and there was a lot of consternation over the amount of money spent. And after that, there was they stopped that practice for almost 5 or 6 years.
Really?
Yeah. Until then, they started making more money, had more money in the coffers, and they went back to giving every member a transaction.